It's 8:19. We continue on this Wednesday morning talking about what's going on in the community, and it is the holiday time, the Christmas time, and you wouldn't really have that without an adaptation of the classic story of Ebenezer Scrooge. That's what's on the stage. The Kaufman Players are doing it, and Marty Martello's here to talk about it this morning. Good morning, sir. Welcome again to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on board.
What's happening? Of course, we know, but from the name, we kind of know what we're gonna see. But what's going on with this production?
Well, what's going on? We are reviving Ebenezer Scrooge. You know, for years and years and years, Northern did it. It became a holiday tradition. You know, families would go every year, and then all of a sudden, it stopped. And it's been about 5 years now, and the box office still gets called. When is Scrooge coming back? We formed a new theater group that's a kind of a captive group at Kaufman. The Kaufman Players, and we decided the best way to introduce ourselves to the world was to bring Ebenezer Scrooge back, give the community a Christmas present, and do a musical that we all love.
Seems like a great idea, obviously, for this time of year, but tell me a little bit about the group. How did the theater group come together?
Sarah Compenzi, who runs Kaufman, is always looking for ways to get more things on stage there. Mm-hmm. And I came up with the idea, because it's hard for a small theater group to rent Kaufman. It's an expensive venue. It's a great venue, but it's hard to get in. I came up with the idea, let's have a captive group here, and basically we'll just split the gate. The group gets half the money, Kaufman gets half the money. Okay. You may make money on it, you may lose money on it, but at least you'll have more stuff going on. Additionally, there's not a lot of opportunity for grown-ups to do theater during the course of the school year. You know, during the summer, you can go out to the PAC, you can go to Lake Superior Theater. During the school year, if you're a kid, you can do Lake Superior Youth Theater. If you're a Northern student, there's certainly opportunities there. And Northern does cast community members as well. But, of course, they have to primarily cast students. That's their mission.
And the high schools are doing their things, too, that they can.
Right.
So they've got...
Unless you want to flunk out and go back to high school, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, there's nothing that... Yeah, exactly.
And there's geeks like me that want to do theater. So so we're a community-based organization. We're pretty ambitious. Some of the things that are slated to come up are pretty ambitious as well.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit. With this production, are you staying pretty faithful to what folks had grown used to seeing?
Absolutely. We're using the script that was adapted by Denise Clark, music by Jeff Bruning, and I'm honored to have Jeff, the composer of the music, as my music director. I've never had that opportunity before.
Oh, so.
And it's really great.
Who's in the cast? Who's on stage?
It's very interesting. I've got Rusty Bowers and his entire family on stage. Rusty is playing Scrooge, which he did several times at Northern, and he's absolutely brilliant doing it. Bobby Glenn Brown is back playing Cratchit, who I think he's played the role 17 times now. In fact, I'm going to credit him in the program as Bobby Glenn Cratchit, because that's who he is.
That's almost like typecasting, isn't it?
Almost. Yeah. Another family, I've got all five of their children on stage. I've got two of my own grandchildren. I've got community members who have never done a show before, some people who haven't done a show for 20 years that, oh my goodness, they're doing Scrooge. I really want to be part of this. So it's been a really interesting mix.
So on a lot of levels, you've got some of the familiar faces in some of the key roles, some different folks. But if you remember it from a few years back and haven't seen it, this is definitely worth checking out.
Oh, absolutely.
What is the run in particular with this?
We open Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Kaufman, and we have performances Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. All shows are at 7. And then Saturday, we have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Marty Martello in the studio with us. He is with the Kaufman Players. It's a new group. They've come together, but they're bringing back a familiar classic, and it is a Christmastime classic, Ebenezer Scrooge, at the Kaufman Auditorium, and some of the familiar faces in it. Marty, for those that might be interested in finding out more about the group, maybe saying, you know, hey, I'd like to maybe try to do a production or something, how can they find out more?
Well, we will have a Facebook page once the dust settles from getting this show up. But at the first of the year, we will have our own Facebook page, which will announce what we're doing. We'll try and keep active through the media. You know, there'll be stuff in the papers, stuff through you guys, things like that. Additionally, if they need other information, they can call 906-869-3156.
Or come to the shows,
and they'll get information there.
You talked about some other productions. I don't know what you can, you know, let out of the bag yet, but what are some of the things maybe that are on the horizon?
Our next show will go up in April, and we're swinging for the fences. We're doing Chicago.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
Really?
Wow. Absolutely.
You're good.
Outstanding.
Might as well have ambitions, right?
Well, if you're going to do it, go big, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
and I have an amazing amount of talent already chomping at the bit to do that show. So it's going to be fun.
Wow. And a great venue like Kauffman to do this in,
absolutely.
You know, which is really good. And it's a good thing because, you know, in terms of like with some of this arts and culture stuff that I've been involved with lately and this inventorying of the arts assets and everything that we have in our community, it's a theater that we have found that doesn't get used enough for whatever reason. We don't get into the reasons of that now, but this idea of you guys putting this theater group together with the idea of putting something on those boards is a great idea.
Yeah, because there are dead zones. You know, February, for example, in Kauffman, you could fire a shotgun and never hit anybody because mm-hmm. there's not much going on there. And as I said, Sarah's really working hard to keep that place as full as possible. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm really excited to use that venue. I love working in Kauffman.
So Ebenezer Scrooge, the holiday favorite that folks have seen for years, is back. Give us the run again, and how can folks get tickets?
Okay, tickets are available at all NMU Easy Ticket outlets. You can buy them online, or you can go to the Superior Dome and pick them up. We run Thursday. We open Thursday at 7 o'clock. All shows are at 7 p.m., except for our matinee Saturday at 2. So we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, and then Saturday at 2.